This is Giuseppe Gagliardi, co-editor-in-chief of Techniques in Color Proctology, and I am at the International Conference Anal Fistula with Rudiger Prost from the Proctological Institute of Stuttgart. Welcome, Dr. Prost, to this podcast.
Thank you very much for the interview.
So, can you tell us if those results, can you summarize the results of the study of OTSC clip, OTSC proctology for a cryptogranular fistula and other type of fistulas?
Well, in 2016, we published the clinical data of 100 cases using the OTSC clip for the closure of anorectal fistulas. And we noticed that the clip is the best procedure for normal cryptoglandular fistulas. There we achieved a healing rate of 67%. Best results were achieved also when the clip was used as first-line therapy. Here the healing rate was 79%. The clip was not as suitable as expected for recurrent fistulas and for Crohn's and colitis fistulas. Here the results were much worse, achieving only 26, respectively 45%. These data, I think, are still actual because over the last years these healing rates have been confirmed. So we consider the clip as the best treatment option for cryptoglandular fistula when it is used as first-line therapy.
You've done how many patients, you think, right now?
We can look back over maybe 150 patients so far, and these data, which have been published 2 years ago, are, I think, at the same level as nowadays.
And what sort of length of follow-up are you collecting?
Well, the follow-up for deciding whether the clip has worked or not is after 6 months. But we see all these patients regularly in our outpatient praxis. And quite interestingly, there are no disappointing results after years. So after 6 months, the results stay quite stable.
Clip is placed in the anal canal, and you can actually see this clip every time that the patient comes to see you.
Well, interestingly, the clip lays really flat inside the anorectum. Usually it's covered with a thin layer of scar tissue, so you can quite have problems to see or palpate the clip. We know from our data that only in 15 out of 100 patients the clip was definitely still in place, but we don't do x-rays or any other radiological examinations to verify whether this clip is still in or has detached spontaneously. Well, we know that the clip has to stay in place for, let's say, 3 to 4 weeks to guarantee that the fistula will heal. Otherwise, we see a recurrence of the fistula. So we don't know exactly when the clip falls out because we see these patients 1 and 2 and 4 and maybe 12 weeks after surgery. So we can't really define when a spontaneous clip detachment will occur.
Do you have experience for example, first time treatment of fistula, if it fails to redo the clip, just like we know that we can redo an advancement flap?
Well, the positive aspect with the clip is that you don't change the anatomy and the situation in the anorectal area because you just close the internal fistula ostium and that's it. So you don't change the sphincter muscle, you don't change the formation, the architecture of the anorectum. So if the clip does not work, you can do the same procedure once again, three times, as you like.
And you were discussing several techniques of applying this clip. You were removing the mucosa and you're applying it to the internal sphincter or, you know, just on the muscle. But you mentioned that this is not the only way, that some people are not taking this step and are applying the clip directly on the anal mucosa. Is that correct?
That is correct. When we were developing this new technique for the clip, we were thinking of how can we reduce any potential side effects especially the pain, because if you look at the device, a metal clip inside the very sensitive anal rectum, you want to try to avoid in any way that the pain will be a problem after surgery. So one step was the geometry of the clip, so we made a round clip instead of a sharpened edged clip. And the other thing is the procedure itself, so we recommend to remove the anoderm around the internal fistula opening so that the sharp teeth of the clip do not get in direct contact with the anoderm. But this is our technique and this is our recommendation for other surgeons. And I know from colleagues, they don't do this step. They apply the clip directly on the internal fistula opening without removing the anoderm, and they report that the patients don't have more pain as other patients with clip surgery where we remove the anoderm. So maybe this step can be avoided or can be skipped during surgery. We don't know. For rectal fistulas, here the mucosa does not have to be removed. So this step with removing the mucosa where the clip will be placed can be skipped.
Thank you very much for your time, and we look forward to see more studies and on the OTSC proctology. Thank you very much for participating to this podcast.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.